Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Glad you're with me today as we close out the month of October, October the 31st. It has been a great adventure. We have concluded the John study from the Gospel of John. And as I told you the last few days, not positive where we were going to go in the month of November, but I think, well, I don't think, I know that we're going to go ahead and head into the book of 1 John. And I want to do some intro work on it today as we close the month and then start on it tomorrow. And I do that for this reason. If someone comes in and they sort of start us at a new month, we'll pick the book up at the start of a new month. So if they were tracking back to the beginning of a month, it's sort of a good way to frame things. Plus, to all of our ministry partners out there, we send out all of these pods on CD so that our ministry partners can spread them to their friends, or some people like to listen to them in their car or whatever. I've even got some partners in one particular place that I just heard, they pass them on to their pastor, and then their pastor listens to them as he drives around, and he's become a friend of our ministry too. So it's kind of cool how that works. So what we're doing is just closing the month with an intro, and then we start the actual study tomorrow. So here's let's say a few comments about the letter of 1 John, the Johannine epistles. Johannine being the John epistles, sort of like the Pauline epistles. What's interesting about 1st, 2nd, 3rd John is equally interesting about the Gospel of John, and that is that John's name does not appear in any of them. He does not sign the book of John. It's the disciple whom Jesus loved. Most Bible scholars throughout history have attributed the authorship of the book of John to John, with very little exception, and then have done the same with 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John. Now, there's split decision on, or I guess I should just say it's not unanimous, on when the book was written. Some scholars date it between 95 AD and 105 AD, but more recent scholarship has had it in the early to mid-60s AD. I tend to lean a little more towards the early to mid-60 AD argument, seeing as there are some things in 1 John that I think speak of the end of the Mosaic economy, though, and I'll get into those as we go into the book, which would speak to AD 70. Also, and there's some reference to the Antichrist, and it's not to a person, but to the Spirit. We'll get to that as we go. Eugene Peterson said in his notes to the book of 1 John, in his translation of the Message, "The two most difficult things to get straight in life are love and God." And I think that's a really good statement to springboard into the first letter of John, because he deals primarily with love and then the love of God. And really, if you mess up the love of God, you mess up love. And if God is messed up in your mind, then love will be messed up in your action. And I think if you take the book of John, which was really trying to show you what God really looked like through Jesus, and then you segue into 1 John, now you have a correct image of God. That helps you have a correct image of love. This is why I think the Holy Spirit is leading me into 1 John right out of John, because you get something correct there. It was written to counter the Gnostic idea, and the Gnostics, G-N-O-S-T-I-C-S, by the way, the Gnostics did not believe that Jesus had come in the flesh. We're only 3 decades into this journey of the early church, and already, less than a generation later, people are starting to dispute that he ever existed. And so don't be surprised if they do that now. So the first part of the book especially is to counter that idea, and then the book helps to define how Christians can discern truth through the way they live, through understanding Jesus came in the flesh, and then by how they love. Consequently, the book was probably written from the city of Ephesus. There's your intro. We'll get into the book tomorrow, and we'll see you then. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.